This morning, when we're going to talk about it, is dealing with salvation and discipleship. And let me just tell you, salvation and discipleship, that issue affects our salvation message, affects our Christian lives, and affects our assurance. So this is a vital information as well. We're going to talk about eternal life salvation and Christian life salvation. We're going to talk about justification and sanctification. And let me just tell you this truth. When these two aspects are confused, just basically salvation and discipleship, there are going to always be problems concerning our salvation and our Christian lives. So we're going to see that as we go through it this morning. Now, we've seen some great truths over these weeks, and I think the understanding the, if you remember, it's been a number of weeks ago, but we looked at what we call the three-phase plan of salvation. Do you remember that? And that is justification, that we have been saved. When you put your faith in Christ, you have been saved. Sanctification is we are being saved from the power of sin in our lives as we're growing as believers. And then glorification, we will be saved even from the presence of sin. So we saw those three aspects of salvation. Now, what I hope you've done is that the handout that we give you every week, that you've saved those, you've gone back through those, maybe you put them in a notebook. These could be resources for you as you want to disciple others and help people to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Well, this morning, we're going to be looking at salvation and discipleship. We're going to look at justification and sanctification. Look at this. Justification deals with eternal life salvation. By faith in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. While sanctification deals with Christian life salvation. By faith and faithfulness, we grow to be more and more like Jesus Christ. And this is the key. One of the problems that people don't understand the difference between what we call eternal life salvation and Christian life salvation, which is discipleship. So I want you to think about something. That salvation deals with eternal life salvation, while discipleship deals with our Christian lives. So when we're making the distinction this morning, I want you to understand, we're going to talk about salvation, which is eternal life salvation. Then we're going to talk about discipleship, which is actually Christian life. And now, so here's the thing. When you start talking about those things, what is the salvation message? How do we know we're saved? Do we live for Jesus Christ to be saved, or do we just trust in Christ to be saved? How can we be sure that we're saved? This morning, when you look and understand the difference between justification, sanctification, or we'd say it this way, salvation and discipleship, when you can put that together, you're going to be able to grow, you're going to be able to understand. Let me just tell you this. I talk to people all the time. Even some people, sometimes new people, as they come into the church, they have questions like this because they hear things like, you can say you believe in Jesus, but if you don't live right, you're not saved. That's misunderstanding justification and sanctification. That's misunderstanding salvation and discipleship. And so when people get confused, they have a lot of trouble in putting it together. So this morning, I'm going to go quickly through this. I want to put this together for you. Let's talk about salvation for a second. Salvation is called justification. It's eternal life, and it comes by faith. So when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, you have eternal life. It is not works, and you're saved and saved forever. Discipleship is sanctification. It's your growth as a believer. You're growing to be like Christ. It's our Christian life, and it's living for Christ. And so there's a distinction there, and there's a big distinction. So let's talk about it. Let's make sure we've got it, and I want you to see how it fits together. Let's start with salvation. Okay, and on your handout, I think we're at the top of page 2 now that we're talking about salvation, and we're going to see how it fits together. Most of us in this room, when we start talking about salvation and we're talking about eternal life salvation, everyone in this room should understand it and should understand it completely. But let's talk about it. Salvation. Salvation is a gift. Salvation is not works. We are saved by God loving us and sending His Son. What's the most famous verse in the Bible? John 3:16. God loved us. He gave His Son to die and rise again, that whoever does what? Believes in Him. It's faith, and faith alone is not works. Whoever believes in Him has what? Eternal life. It's life forever. So that's what salvation. Salvation is a gift. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through what? Through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. So the whole issue of salvation is a gift. And watch this. Salvation costs us what? Absolutely nothing. It is a gift. If it costs you anything, it is no longer a gift. So every one of us in this room, we'd say we have eternal life salvation because we received the gift of eternal life, which came by faith in Jesus Christ. Now let's talk about discipleship. Now, discipleship is not a gift. It is based on our, now notice, discipleship is based on our service for God. We give our lives in service. We follow Christ. We live for Him. It's us seeking to be like Christ. Now, I want you to understand something. There are some people, they'll say stuff like, in order to be saved, you give your life to Christ and you live for Him. What are they doing? They're confusing what? Salvation with discipleship. Just understand that. If you talk to people, sometimes people just say, if you were to die, will you go to heaven? Yes. Why? Because I gave my life to Jesus. What does that mean? What do they mean by that? Do they mean they gave their life to Jesus to serve Him? Are they saved because they agreed to serve God? That's a confusion. See, discipleship is based on our service. Salvation is a what? It's a gift by faith in Christ. It's not what we did for God. He did it all for us. Discipleship is we're saying we want to live for you. And then the Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to do what? Present your bodies. We offer our lives in service for God. Now, I want you to notice this. Discipleship cost us our lives. Now, you see the difference. Salvation what? What's this? What's this? Salvation cost us what? Nothing. Discipleship costs us what? Our lives. Now, when anybody mixes that up and they say you need to give your life to Jesus to be saved, they're confusing the issue. Is it giving your life or is it believing in Christ? Is it agreeing to serve God or is it taking the gift of eternal life? And we, if you talk to people in this community, and that what we call lordship is that people will say you need to come under Jesus' authority, you need to live for Him in order to be saved. They're confusing Christian life discipleship for eternal life salvation. And so salvation cost us absolutely nothing. Discipleship cost us our lives. And we want to look at that. And so there's confusion. Why is there confusion? Well, let's look at it. And of course, we're going to look at the salvation message. This will help you when you think about it. Let's talk about salvation and the message. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at what did Jesus say about salvation? What did He say a person must do to be saved? You tell me, what did He say? What did Jesus say? Believe. Look at this. John 3:16. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus is speaking here, by the way, that whoever believes in Him will never perish but have eternal life. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes Him who sent me, believes Him, has what? Eternal life. So I want you to understand, Jesus' message of salvation was very, very clear. He said, you believe in me, you have eternal life. He says, take the water of life freely. He says, if anyone thirsts, come after me and I will give you the waters of life. And He's talking about eternal life. So Jesus Christ made it very clear that His message of salvation is faith alone and Christ alone. What does Paul say? What did Paul say one must do to be saved? Anybody tell me what Paul said? What did he say? Believe. Look at this. By grace you're saved through what? Faith. Not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. What is Galatians 2:16? Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. What did Paul say? There's so many places in Paul's writings. I just put two up there for you. What was Paul's message of salvation? We have been seeing it over and over and over in the book of Galatians because he's writing to people who are confused. You're going to find Christians in this community that you talk to, and they're confused. They don't know. They may have trusted in Christ as Savior. They're so confused. They don't know whether you give your life or what happens. They're not sure they're saved. They're not sure what's going to happen in the future because they don't understand salvation is a gift and the Christian life aspect in the discipleship is a service. Paul says, you're saved by grace through faith. He says it's not works but faith. What did John say? What John wrote a gospel of John that in the gospel of John, 98 times it says you're saved by faith. What did he say in John 1:12? As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who do what? Do y'all not know the verse? John 1:12. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who what? Believe in his name. Okay, so what's John's message of salvation? So look at this. Jesus, Paul and John all said you're saved by what? Faith. Okay, now, what about the discipleship message? It's a different message. And this is where people get confused. It's a different message. Let's talk about it. What did Jesus say about discipleship? Mark 8:34, he says, you must take up your what? Cross and follow me. Now, is that salvation? No, if it's salvation, then you have to die to yourself and live for Jesus to be saved. But I thought Jesus said, whoever believes in me has eternal life. He didn't say, whoever takes up your cross and follows me is saved. In fact, he says, if you don't take up and follow your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. That's exactly right. He makes the distinction. What did Paul say about discipleship? Look what he said. I beseech you, brethren, believers, to present your bodies as living sacrifices. Is he talking about salvation? No, he's talking to Christians, right? He says, I beseech you, brothers. What does he say to do? Offer your life. So the discipleship message that Paul gave is different than his salvation message. And then look what John said. What did John say about discipleship? Here's what he said. He said, if you don't keep my commandments, you're a liar. He didn't say anything about salvation. He said, if you don't keep Jesus' commandments, you're a liar. So look at this. The discipleship message from Jesus and Paul and John is you offer life, you die to yourself, and you obey the word. That's a discipleship message. Now think about the contrast. The contrast. Salvation is a gift by grace through faith. And what does it cost? Nothing. Discipleship is offer our lives in service, basically obeying the Bible, living for Christ, and that cost us what? Our lives. Now, do you see the contrast in the messages? And if you want to just look at it, these are two different messages. Now, I talk to people, and you do too, and they'll say, salvation's more than faith. It's not just believing in Christ. I say, why do you say that? They said, well, Jesus said you had to take up the cross and follow him. If you didn't take up the cross and follow him, you couldn't be saved. I said, Jesus didn't say that. He said, if you don't take up the cross and follow him, you can't be his disciple. There's a big difference. Paul didn't say, offer your life as a living sacrifice to be saved. He said, Christians, offer your life not being conformed. That's for the Christian life. And so there are two different messages here. Now, let me raise this point. What happens when people do not make this distinction? You tell me, what happens when people don't make the distinction between the salvation message, which is a gift, and the discipleship message, which is costing your life and your service? What happens? They think salvation is by works. They get confused on the gospel message. In fact, let me show you this. There are problems when there is confusion between salvation and discipleship. And I talk to people all the time. I had a person send me something, and the person said, you know, I believe it's by faith in Christ, but faith has to be more than just believing. It has to be giving your life. It has to be serving. It has to be this, because he says, Jesus said this, and we don't want to lose ourselves. And so they're confused. So let's talk about it. What are the problems when there's confusion between salvation and discipleship? Number one, the gospel message is confused. Let me ask you a question. Is the gospel message believe in Jesus Christ for eternal life, or is the gospel message give your life to Jesus for service? Which one is it? See, when you don't make a distinction between salvation and discipleship, the message is confused. Do we go from this place, and when we talk to people about salvation, do we say to them, all you... Did this go off? Oh, there, it's back on. We say, all you do is believe in Jesus Christ for eternal life and you're saved forever. Is that what we tell them? Or do we tell them, no, 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 what you need to do is just realize that's going to cost you to be a Christian. You're going to have to give up your sin, give up your life, and agree to live for Jesus. Is that our message? So, but you got two different messages in the Bible. And if you don't make the distinction, if you don't understand, the gospel message is confused. Is that right? Do you get that? Okay, look at this one. The second one is that salvation, as Maxine said a while ago, whenever you confuse it, the salvation message becomes works. Because if you think salvation is taking up your cross, if you think salvation is offering your life to God, if you think salvation is turning from your sins and living for Jesus, then you've got a works message for salvation. I've told this story many times, and you've heard me say it, but I turned on the TV, it's been years ago, and this pastor was up there, it's a big old group of people, and he said, I have great news for you tonight. God has a message of salvation for you. And I'm thinking, oh, let's see what he says. And he said, God loves you, and God has done it all for you. And so tonight, if you'll repent of your sins, give your life to Jesus, walk down the aisle and make him the Lord of your life, you can be saved. Is that a gospel message of grace or is that a message of works? It's works. But see, that person said it was a good news message. It was a message that God had done for them. That's not what God did for them. That's what they do for God. And so anytime you add anything, anytime you confuse the message of salvation and discipleship, the message becomes works. And we talk to people every day, and you do too, that actually believe it's works for salvation. And when we tell them that we're what we call free grace, that we say it's grace through faith plus nothing, they say, you're making it what? I've had people tell me, you're making it too easy to be saved. It's called grace, right? All right, let me give you the third thing. What happens when there is a confusion between salvation and discipleship? There is no assurance of salvation. You cannot have the assurance of salvation if you look to anything other than your faith in Christ for eternal life. If you look at the fact that you're going to live for Christ, or you're going to try to live for Christ, if you're going to do anything, if you must offer your life. Let me ask you a question. If I told you, you needed to offer your life in service to God to be saved. You know what you could say to me? How long do I need to serve him to be saved? If I'm going to offer it in service, is it like a couple of weeks? Is it a month? Is it the rest of my life if I have to serve him the rest of my life to be saved? Or if I've got to do some good, if I got to turn away from sin somehow, how long do I need to turn away from sin and how much? And the truth is, any of us in this room turned away completely from all sin? No, so if you have to do that, none of us are saved, right? And does everyone in this room serve God all the time? No, and we would even say as Christians, hey, we've offered our lives. We want to live for Christ. We want our lives to count for him. But if you said to me, JB, do you live for Christ all the time? And they go, I don't think so. In fact, I don't think so. I know so. So then I say, well, then how much and for how long do I have to do certain things? Let me tell you, if you look to lifestyle in any way, shape, or form for your salvation, you can never know you're saved. You can never know. You can do good for God right now. You can say, my life is for Jesus. I'm gonna live for him. And right now I'm living for him. I'm serving him. I'm going to church. I'm doing everything. And I could say to you, so you know you're saved? And they could say, you'd have to say what? I hope I am, because see, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know if a year from now I'm going to be doing the same thing, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. I don't know if I'm going to live for Christ the rest of my life. And if I don't, does that prove I never was saved, or do I lose my salvation? See, you can never know. There is no assurance of salvation if you look to lifestyle. So whenever people confuse the message, whenever people confuse the message of justification and sanctification, or what we'd say, salvation and discipleship. Here's my question on this deal. If salvation is something I do, how much and how long? How much and how long? It's a horrible way to live. And we got, let me tell you, Susie, no, we know it. There are people in this community, they've lived their entire Christian lives hoping they're saved, not knowing they're saved, because they never understood the difference between the salvation message, which is faith alone in Christ and cost you nothing, and the discipleship message, which I'm going to live for Christ and cost me my life. And the second one is for those who've already trusted in Christ and we have eternal life and we're wanting to live for him. The first one is a gift that we take by faith. And there are people sitting out there saying, I hope I'm saved. I don't know if I'm saved. I'm trying to be saved. I try to go to church. Sometimes I fall away. I don't know what I'm going to do. I talk to people who'll say things like, I used to be saved, but then I quit really growing and so I lost it. Or they say, I used to be saved, but then I quit growing and then I realized I never was saved. Listen. If you have believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, what do you have? Eternal life, and you're saved forever. Does your lifestyle indicate whether you're saved? Does your lifestyle prove that you're saved? Does your lifestyle have anything to do with your eternal life salvation? Answer is no. No. You're going to talk to people, and they're going to tell you that if you live right, it proves you're saved. I'd say, okay, let's do that. How long do I have to live right to prove that I'm saved? And how much do I have to do? Is it for this year? Is it for a year after I'm saved? Is it 5 years after I'm saved? Is it all the rest of my life? I have to keep living right to prove that I'm saved? If I have to go the rest of my life, which you do, then you can never know, right? Does this make sense? Okay, so look at this. Salvation is a gift by faith and cost us nothing. Discipleship is our service. It's by works, and it cost us our lives. May we understand the distinction between salvation and discipleship so that we can proclaim a clear grace message of salvation, so we can give them a message that's not works, but it's grace, so that people can have assurance of their salvation because they understand the difference. Because when they study the Bible and they start looking at it, they're going to see two different messages. We have to help them understand why sometimes Jesus said, believe in me for eternal life, and sometimes Jesus said, die to yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Two different messages.